Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Tara Raj, and I'm a program manager on the SQL Server engineering team. Today, I'm going to speak to you about how you can modernize your development lifecycle with SQL Server data tools in Visual Studio. For a little bit of background, agile software development has started to come with a lot of different challenges. Software now has very fast release cycles, and customers expect more. They expect us to release apps much faster, and also to make sure that you're releasing updates at a fast rate, even though you're part of team development. So there are essentially two different solutions to these software development challenges. The first is to increase developer efficiency. And the way we do this is through a set of developer tools. SQL Server data tools is what we'll be focusing on today. The other is through process automation, specifically as it applies to integration and deployment. The biggest solution that is out there today for this is continuous integration and continuous deployment, commonly known as CI/CD. Today, I'll show you how you can implement CI/CD through Team Foundation Services and SQL Server data tools. So let's hop into our demo. Here I have an app that uses AdventureWorks. AdventureWorks is a database in the back end that SQL Server uses for various demo services. We've built an app on top of this that essentially uses our person.sql table to show you how we have different people and their organizational structure. So here we have a directory, and as you can see, there are various customers and people who work for the company, and we can see information about them. For example, first name, last name, and their email. However, anyone going to this app can see any information about anyone else. So today, what we're going to do is show you how to mask the last name of the people in the table and deploy that into production. Let's hop into Visual Studio now and see how we can do this. The view we have up is Solution Explorer, which is how you can see the different app parts. So here we have our AdventureWorks app. We have various unit tests, as well as the demo itself. So here is the AdventureWorks database. Going into the database, we can go into the tables, and we select the person.sql table. Once you select that table, you're actually launched into SQL Server data tools. It's a rather ubiquitous experience, as you don't even know that SQL Server data tools is being launched, but you're actually using it. And that's part of our goal for this experience. So here you have a table designer where, if you're not that familiar with backend development or SQL Server, you can very simply go in and edit these tables. And we also have a set of T-SQL commands that also associate with that table editor itself. So as you make changes to one or the other, you can see them update. So let's go into our T-SQL and go to last name. And let's create a statement where we can mask it. I already have the statement written up, so I just commented out the previous code, and here we have last name, and we have the masking feature, where I'm just going to mask it with a bunch of X's. So I save this update, and then what I do is I go into Team Explorer, and this is where Team Foundation Server comes in. I have this link to a GitHub project, and that GitHub project has various rules associated with it for the build, the release, and the deployment steps. So now what I'm going to do, because I've made that change, is I'm going to go into the change set, and we can see here that I've made the change to person.sql. So I'm just going to update the change with saying that I'm masking the last names of the app. So the key here is I want to commit and push. And when I push, this is going to set off a set of build rules that I've set up, such as getting NuGet packages and the like, as well as the release cycle. That's the automated process of CI/CD. So now I'll go into Team Foundation Server and show you how this works. Essentially, we have our SQL Data Tools team project set up, and I can go into the build and the release cycles to see this. So as you can see, I just kicked off a build cycle. It says that it's in progress. Going into this, there are various steps that the build cycle is going to go through. You can set these steps up pretty simply through Team Foundation Services. So I'm getting the sources, I'm setting up NuGet projects and going through and building the solution. And so as that builds, what you can also do is see the release cycles as well. So it looks like our build cycle just finished. So now we can go into the release tab, which will show you the release and the deployment steps. So here I essentially have two steps. As you saw in the Visual Studio project, I had a set of tests. So that's the first thing that is in progress right now, is actually executing these tests, and that's an automated process that I've set up. The next step after the actual test is to push the code changes into production. So this takes just about a minute, and essentially what you do is you release these steps in succession from one another. And as soon as that finishes, we'll go back into our AdventureWorks app, and I can show you how this is now in production in just a matter of minutes. And SQL Server Data Tools is the way in which we can make changes to SQL tables, any sort of databases, essentially. And you can set that off in Visual Studio itself without going into other tools to go and push your app into production. So now if we go back into our AdventureWorks app, we can go to the same directory. And now you see that the last names have been masked. And so any user coming to the website would not be able to see someone's full name. And as you can see, we've gone end-to-end from editing our SQL table to deploying it into production, all through an automated process in a matter of a minute. As for next steps, what you can do is you can go to aka.ms/SQL Server to get started with building your first apps with SQL Server. And it'll walk you through the process of going through building an app and using Visual Studio to do that, as well as SQL Server Data Tools. Happy building. Thank you.